I'm Jason.
And I'm Katrina.
And welcome to the Sipcast.
See what we did there?
Yeah, it's like a podcast, but related to itself.
And just like with relatives, sometimes things get a little inappropriate.
And racist.
Yeah, usually.
Not necessarily for children.
Or really adults.
Yeah, never mind. I'm gonna bail.
Okay, bye.
See ya.
Poop.
Haha, poop as well.
I hate Zoom so much.
Welcome to the 22nd century. Zoom is how we talk now.
We skipped the 21st one.
I know. That's humor. Look it up. That.
That's sequential humor.
This
That's numerical
guy.
Humor. That's quite orderly. That's how we do things here. you know, you pay for Zoom. Apparently, this is something that some people pay for.
You can choose to pay for something that's bad?
Well, you can pay for more of it.
Oh, you can have more of it.
I just learned yesterday that apparently they limit, I don't know if it's just video calls. We've never had that problem.
I do know they limit, tomorrow they won't for Thanksgiving, but yeah.
Yeah, that's why I heard about it. On Thanksgiving, they're going to stop throttling us Americans.
we shouldn't be throttled. We have so much free speech and the rights to have it. You can't.
I wonder if,
as a business,
tell
me.
I wonder if that is in any other countries, or if it's just America, if like Europe, like they don't get to Zoom all the time, because it's really does anybody else, like everyone likes to celebrate along with us, but how big of a shit do they give over in Europe about Thanksgiving? Like, it's a good excuse to make a bunch of stuff and overeat and drink and watch sports.
It's tradition to be white. Yeah, I saw a meme the other day that said, all right, we're getting into it. Thank you so much for, like, Black Lives Matter. Are we ready for Thanksgiving this year, guys? Are we ready to tear that one open? I'm like, right? The reason, the
I just watched a GIF that, I don't know, it's kind of like anecdotal in its presentation, but it showed an overlay of air traffic. It was presented as like 2020, hey, don't travel. And then there's like USA colon, and then just a GIF of just like an explosion of airplanes crisscrossing the country. Just so many. And so it's like, you want to talk super spreader.
That's what I'm saying, like super spreader. So like, we're just following in, I suppose, our ancestors' steps. Well, let's have a plague that kills people around us.
Good.
Indigenous, cough. It's mine anyway. I don't have to care about you. Cough. Treat the
Absolutely
indigenous
not.
People bad. And then, hey, let's make a holiday about it and celebrate how great we are. It's about family.
Thanksgiving Nana COVID is what we're celebrating.
Let's give it to her.
Get her.
Let's get her.
Look, Nana, she's old and weak. Get her. Go sit next to her and talk loudly. Boastfully.
I have the right to do that.
To
and
Nana.
No one in government is going to tell me that I can't.
I laugh boastfully. Yeah. There's a lot
Jason
of
laughs mostly.
You know, germs, there's a lot of opinion. I like how we're all rediscovering germs again. Like, it's like, it's been like 100 years, 200 years. I don't know. It's been a couple centuries. And now in 2020, after like 30 years after the internet, we're all like, do you know there's this thing called germs? You got to like wash your face. It's like, what?
Wear a mask to protect other people from my germs?
Where did this start? You mean I got to start cleaning my shit hand?
Shit hands, his hands are made of shit. He's got shit for hands, shit hands.
Gotta stop just wiping my butt with my hand and then leaving without cleaning that. Oh,
news to me.
Jeez. I feel embarrassed that I didn't know this, but thank you for bringing this to my attention. I will see to it that I have
because germs. Am I right?
Yeah.
Clever little things.
Stupid. I'm gonna
ruling our lives politically.
Amputate someone's leg and then go deliver a bunch of babies and then wipe my ass with my hand and then do it all over again tomorrow. No big deal. This is how I roll.
I think initially you probably, I mean, just despite germs, just in general, maybe you just get some toilet paper.
Hey,
helpful suggestion.
wish in one hand, shit in the other, and then wish into your wishing hand that you hadn't shat into your shitting hand.
Perfect. See? And hopefully. And then there's progress right there in the middle.
Hopefully that wishing hand actually works, because it doesn't matter what you, it doesn't matter what else you put in your other hand. The wish hand isn't going to fill up. That's not how wishes work, you dumbass.
That's how shitting hands work. Yeah. They do fill up fast.
Yeah, wish in one hand, shit in the other, and then they just slap your hands together and see what happens.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's too late in the early morning for that.
Yeah, well, you know, absolutely. It's been a couple hours for me. Got up early because I thought that we were recording at 9 o'clock.
Joke's on you.
Sure was.
November Fool's Day, and it's you. You're the fool.
Mark it in the calendar. This is a new holiday.
The Wednesday before Thanksgiving. I'm taking it back. This was the day that Bruce was murdered years ago by a hunting dog in our neighborhood that jumped our fence. But today, we're going to take it back and make it more fun. Thanksgiving Fool's Day, and it's usually Jason.
This feels more significant to me. And then there was... it was the day after... Thanksgiving is a shitsgiving day. I've got it marked in my calendar anyway. I'm trying. Mm-hmm. I'm lobbying. I'm petitioning to have it become a federally recognized holiday. But it's shitsgiving day. It's where everyone just obviously that food's got to go somewhere. But then symbolically, it's a time to not just be thankful.
Thanksgiving too. You don't have to like save it. Jeez.
It's all good. It's gonna be impacted. Is my point. November 27th. Look out, toilets! Like we should have a commemoration for toilets in America. That's a Thanksgiving day. the Shitsgiving Day is what it's called, because not only will you undoubtedly be giving a shit or two, but you could also take that as a reminder to give to your community.
It's Black Friday. Do you have to talk? Like, that's what the day is. Like, you're trying to make something that's already a thing. It's already a holiday, okay? And then, on top
quit
of that,
with the, quit
you
with
already
the public
talked
outreach,
about
bull crap.
Poop twice. We are 6 minutes in. Jason. Have a problem.
What's the big item today? Some kind of toilet? There's a number three. Well, I don't know what number three is. But
stop. No, we do. It's diarrhea.
It's got a number? Gross.
it stuck around long enough. It was a thing, so we had to give it a number.
Well, it doesn't stick around too long at all.
Ooh.
No, is there like a Tickle Me Elmo or a Sass Me Santa? What do we got this
there's
year?
A, there's a big...
clambering
the one
for?
That I think is... That I predicted would be big... And I think I'm correct, but they're still kind of pricey little suckers. And here's why I didn't get them. I do like the Hot It item. It's those little tiny colorful magnet balls that you can like play with and mold and like make all these cool shapes, but they're so tiny. But the problem is, I'll never forget the story years ago when another similar magnet idea came around and a kid swallowed like two. And died because they burned a hole. They tried to connect in his stomach and burned a hole in his intestines.
Oh, my God. That's pretty wacky.
Yeah. And so, like, I've got, I don't know. Like, I would get it for me, but then it's more fun for the kids, I would assume. But then the kids maybe would be like, oh, no, I dropped one or two.
I'd get it. But then one day I'd get stoned and I get, you know, the munchies. And I'd be like, well, I'm going to eat these.
I don't think that would happen. But I do mean like for our animals. We have dogs.
Well, that was my first thought. Is can we invent faster and better ways to just choke the rivers and birds? Like, is there anything we won't do? I want to invent. Can we bring back jacks? Except make the jacks out of foam and make it so that there's 100 extra. And let's make that be the thing this Black Friday, and everyone will buy a bunch of those.
Boxes, I know. There's always something that's just going to kill more.
These little foam jacks. And they'll just be in the rivers, clogging the birds.
More plastic, please. More more rings from the milk lids.
Could we have more choking hazards? Could we have a game called Choking Hazard by Mattel?
Yeah.
You know, it's just a bunch of little... Whoever can swallow the most the fastest is the winner. Choking Hazard, the game. Yeah.
I knew you would think that was funny. And it was funny that it was your own joke. And you're just like, I am pleased.
Hey, gotta play to yourself first. You know, you gotta, it's gotta be entertaining to you. Otherwise,
it has to be enjoyable. I do get that. Mm-hmm.
You've gotta love your jokes. Otherwise, everyone else might anyway. Cause sometimes you say stuff by accident. Yeah, I'm going to get to work on this. I've got lots of little bits of plastic and things that I could cut up and put into little boxes and label them in them.
Yeah. I still cut the tops. I think I've said that here before. The plastic that comes on the soda.
I'm going to invent something called not bird feed, and it's just like it's packaged like bird feed, bird seed. I don't know which one it's called.
You don't know.
But it's the opposite. It's like all that shit that they find clogging the birds that they have to remove from dead birds' bellies, and I'll sell it. Be like, definitely don't feed this to birds. It's not bird feed, and it's just got pictures of birds.
That's a lot of effort for something that is not. No, I don't think you just should make that.
See it at a Big Lots or something at the front. And just be like, is this legit? What do I
Mom
do?
Mom buys it because it's on sale. Because they told her.
Yeah. See, that's exactly it. That's my business model. I put fake prices on it, and if you look closely, it's not a sales sticker. Like the sticker that says like 24 cents, it's like $0.024 is what it says on it. That's what the sticker. It's actually printed as part of the packaging. So if you look closely, you will see through the deception. But that's it's worthless. It's actually worth zero. So if you give me anything for it, then I'm making money. Don't feed it to birds.
Oh, are you done? Just kidding. Well,
I mean, you could try. Put some in milk. Try it out yourself. I don't know. Just don't feed it to birds. It's not bird feed, but
maybe it's
food. Hell, I don't know.
The message is clear.
I just cut up bits of plastic and I put it in boxes.
I saw a girl who did that. Did I already talk about it on here? There's a lot of things like I'll watch something like, oh, I should talk about that in Zipcast, and then I don't make a note because where is paper? Just because my phone is in my hand.
Yeah, anyway, but you're busy doom scrolling Twitter.
That's right. Not Twitter, like the other platform.
Well, whatever. You know, whatever the kids are, Parlor. Okay, fine.
Yeah,
you're
that one.
To Parlor.
That's the one.
Absolutely. Early adopter over here. Like, got to get me some of that. That's the truth.
I'm afraid, I would go to it, but I think you have to have an account to look at it, and I don't want any sort of an association.
I feel like it's one of those things, like, once you touch it, you know, it's like, it's on you, and it's like...
It's on you. It's like the virus of the virus, yeah.
You know, like, there are, like, internet cookies and stuff. I don't even know what's going on with those, because it's been centuries since anyone's paid any attention, and now every website that pops up is like, we use cookies. It's like, oh, cool. And those things basically just install themselves like little softcore malware in your browser.
That's what it feels like. I know. I'm like, I'm not gonna touch your cookies. Just let me buy my shoes.
Yeah, because then I know that these cookies are just gonna show up like on my in my doom scrolling later. They're gonna be recommending something that I looked at once and only once, and I just wanted to check it out. Now you're advertising it to me.
I'm not that guy. It was a one-time thing. Please don't send me more information. I already feel bad. Mom had me order, like, she told me, like, can you order some sort of, like, a wedge pillow for Dad? Because, like, his sleeping position, like, he's getting, like, reflux or whatever. And remember, Kinsley had medical reflux. I mean, she still has some of it. There's still some food she can't eat that really irritate her valve. I don't know. Anyway. So I went through, I suggested one, and then we ended up, the medical one that Kinsley ordered, they come in different sizes, so we ordered a larger one for Dad. 40% off, it's great. I order it for her, she gives me her card information, it should be there any day. The next day, Facebook ads all over her phone for it. She didn't even order it. She didn't even go to a website. I'm like, I'm not creeped out at all.
That's creepy. Probably just reading
she didn't even go to the website, Jason.
Just casually, just like imagine like an AI bot just sort of like reading whatever its version, like sitting on a toilet, an AI toilet, just sort of like,
You know, check that out. Oh, you're gonna get some hats? Oh, cool.
I thought this was gonna be an easy day. All right, here we go.
All right, fire it up.
And he cracks his knuckles, a little AI knuckles. I don't know what this picture looks like. I'm letting everybody's imagination fill in the blanks.
It's for you.
This ain't no comic book. I ain't drawing shit.
Even though you're an artist.
Fuck that.
No, I'm not.
No, not today.
Uh-uh. Jason, today not going to do it.
Today, I'm your sensei. Lesson one. Imagine your own shit.
I'm going to go draw something else. Not that, but I'm going to draw something else. It's principle.
Thanks nothing today. So I don't got to do shit. I got to see
No, I just randomly, we were talking about the virus earlier and talking about masks. I don't know why. I mean, well, I do know why. You know how black makes people look like cool? Like when you have like black clothes, you look sleek and you just look like you. I mean, I know you get it.
not to usurp where you're headed here, but real quick. Yesterday, or I don't know, I was running around. I was on a run and I happened to be in all black. Yesterday, and I just noticed that people who wear black, I respect them, because I saw a guy who was he actually looked kind of creepy and sort of paramilitaristic. Like he had like the weird ankle cuffs they go in, so it makes your pants all like poofy the bottom. I'm like, and then like boots. So I was like, that's a little much. But I was like, I respect that you're dressed in black because I don't want to know anything about you. Stop being so flashy with your clothing. Y'all just dress in black.
That's me. That's what I do.
Keep it close.
You hate that. I love it.
Yeah, totally. So I was like, I respect you people wearing black. Now everybody shut up and go to work. And I'm sorry. So you were saying about wearing black. I also passed a couple of people and scared the shit. It was a couple of millennials that I could actually visibly see their weak little millennial hearts palpitate as they turned around and saw me. Because I was right at that cusp where you're like, should I say something to warn them that I'm coming, because they're not aware, and they were both on their phones, ironically. It's stupid, walking on the Greenway trail on their phones. But it's like, should I say something? What should I say? When should I say it? How loud should I say it? Should I use my big boy voice, or should I be like, hey, or should I like, I never know. So usually I just try to like squeeze past people and end up scaring the shit out of them.
And yeah, because you have a really good resting dick face. Like, you look like a douche. Like, you could totally just be like, I don't fucking care about you.
I happened to coordinate in all, like, the same black, all, like, shorts. and I was wearing my the running jacket because it was a little bit cold. So I looked like a scary, like, and I even caught, like, I was out of breath a little bit. But as I rode Brenda, I was like, hey, yeah, scary black dude, creepy. And I realized I was calling myself a creepy black dude as I was running by being a creepy guy in black. And I'm like, I'm not making this bet. I'm going to run. I'm running away. Now I'm not just running. I'm running away from
this
situation.
This initially was just very chill. And I overthought it enough that I have to run away now.
Monday motivation. I make myself out to be a predator, a stalker. And then I have to run from police.
And you were wearing black, but you were not black.
No, I wasn't black, but I was the black guy. I think they got it. Although they were both still shitting themselves. So me smiling and yelling about creepy black people probably wasn't helping.
They couldn't see your smile. You had a mask. They didn't even know.
No, I didn't. Who runs with a mask? And they didn't have masks. We're on the Greenways Trail. It's all...
Oh, I didn't know.
We're in Indiana also, so the virus doesn't hurt us here. It doesn't
come here. Oh, yes. I do remember.
Because we're supreme.
Yeah, your hospitals are full because you guys are strong. Yeah.
I'm just a supremacist. I don't actually, not any color. If you don't add a color to it, I think it's fine. I'm just better in and of itself. Anyway,
I myself am just supreme, so that's why I'm a supremacist. So.
Yes, I come with pickled duck and sour cream.
That's okay.
Well, that's okay. You had thoughts on black people, I think.
No, that wasn't it, but thank you for passing the mic back to me.
Here you go.
No, I ordered black medical masks, and they just look cool.
No, I've been wearing black masks this whole time. Why not?
Well, I didn't know that, so I thought of it first. Anyway.
And I even actually, I'll take it a step further because I have my beard, and I was very disappointed because this is the worst time in the world to have such stylish facial hair as I do.
Oh, you really do. I mean,
my face looks like I think the bottom of my face looks like those V for Vendetta masks. So I should just wear one of those, right? Like just the bottom.
There you go.
I should get It would. I would just look the same, but people would be like, "Did you shave?" I'd be like, no, I'm wearing a mask. Why isn't your mouth moving? You're not putting this together. That's weird. It's weird that you would. Okay.
Well, maybe they haven't seen.
But yeah, I was wearing my masks over my chin, my jib. I guess it's a jib, right? The cut of your jib. I don't know. I was wearing the old jib cover there, and it kind of wraps around your jaw. And I was like, well, F that. So I actually started folding mine at the bottom so that my beard sticks out at the bottom, and it makes it, it's like a, I don't know. I think it looks pretty cool, but I don't wear my mask right. And I hope it's still effective, but screw that. I put a lot of effort into having a chiseled beard line, and I don't get to show that off. So you don't want me to be happy and be able to thrive in this world. So I should just go fuck myself. All right, fine. Mm-hmm. That's good to know. Mm-hmm. Or not.
Well, you were going to do it anyway, so.
That's the only way it was going to get done.
I just need a reason. I will go back to fucking myself.
Just give me a reason. All right, that's enough. I saw there was a bird. All right, I'll be right back.
I will go fuck myself. Oh, thank you.
No, that actually sounds quite pleasant. You know, in 2020, there are worse things. I can imagine most words face.
If you're only fucking yourself, then really, truly, I mean, that's the safest.
It is.
For contraception, also for the virus.
Yeah, everyone go fuck yourselves. It just for safety. It includes Nana. Stay at home.
Nana. You stay home. You fuck yourself.
And fuck yourself. That's they put that on the electric signs in the roadways.
I mean, if you don't say it angrily, it does sound like, you know, hey, yourself. Okay?
Yeah, like doctorly advice. It's like, okay, now, Deborah, just as a precautionary measure, I'm gonna give you this prescription, and you go home and fuck yourself, okay?
Okay.
Okay, and then just drink plenty of water. Be sure to fuck yourself, and just stay.
I'll see you in 2 weeks.
Bed rest and water, and fuck yourself.
See, it sounds nice.
Yeah, especially if the guy's wearing a lab coat and stuff. Like, yeah, I think that.
He's got a stethoscope. Definitely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we can make this work. I feel like it's working now. I feel like it's gone to work.
Concept in drive mode.
Yep, put that in drive.
Moving,
and then just
put
a brick on the gas pedal and watch it go.
Brick. Well, Jason, it's a new concept. You can't put a brick on it. You just gotta.
Wait, it doesn't have a gas pedal? You're telling me it doesn't have a gas pedal?
You said there was a gas pedal.
Yeah, well, you said I couldn't put a brick on it. What else am I putting a brick on?
No bricks. Why bring bricks?
Because I have bricks. Why not?
Jason has bricks.
There's a bunch of bricks over here. It's a bunch of bric-a-brac. A brack of bricks. Is that... There should...
A rack
a pile
of bricks.
Of bricks should be called a brack. It's like, I got a brack of bricks.
Maybe it already is. We're new to the game. All right, kids.
Where it came from. Yeah. I love.
We did have a stack of bricks at our old house. Like, it was
that's impressive.
Because the previous owners at our old house had a greenhouse, and they
brick a bragger. That's right.
That's great.
That's right. I put that together in real time.
That's a brick a bragger. You heard it here first and fast. Here it is.
And last. You'll never hear it again.
We're
gonna forget it, and then no one will ever think of it again because it's that dumb. It doesn't need to.
It is. No, it wasn't super that. Super. It was good, but it wasn't like repeat good. Yeah, we were working on the garage yesterday, and we have this paint stool that has like kind of like a almost like an extension, like a little table for a paint can. It's slightly a little bit crooked because I'm sure in like all of the construction of the old house and stuff that it just. I should say former house. It's not really like an old house. Like, it's not really fair to say. And it looks really nice and new now.
I mean, compared to like in the information age, it's old. If anything's more than like 4 years old, it's old.
Yeah. So. All of my kids are so old.
So
but then.
Your kids are out of date. They've been superseded.
Perfect. Well, we were working on the garage and organizing and putting everything. And Anthony had his Stella Artois. He had this beer. And then randomly.
Was it in a boot? Please tell me it was just a boot filled with like 8 Stellas. Gotta dump them in there.
I don't know what you mean.
It's a big glass boot. It's just a boot that you drink You drink beer. You guys don't own a boot? You have children in the house and you don't have a boot? Wow. This is shocking. I might have to cut this out because the child services, if they ever, I know they listen to this.
No one does. Definitely not someone who has a real job listens. Okay.
There's no, the Venn diagram of the people who have jobs and listen to the Simcast is actually two metallic metal balls inside of an intestine. Slowly melting through the wall, the intestine lining, and killing the person.
Yep. Who's
hot.
That's if you have anything,
overlap.
If you have any success in your life, you just don't come here. Just kidding.
Just a deadly, deadly connection where there is no overlap. That's all.
That's not a very good diagram. Anyway, he put his beer, and he just happened to find, like, you know, when you go to Texas Roadhouse and you get the peanuts. Well, you don't want to waste those; are good peanuts. So I put them in one of those, like, we save the to-go containers from, like, when you get pho or something, nice, tall, clear, circular plastic containers. So we have peanuts in our pantry. Anyway, so he comes out with the Stella Artois and peanuts, and he sets them on the stool. And I was just like, ha ha, bar stool. And he's like, ah. And it was a really nice moment.
Oh, good.
Oh, I got dad jokes too. Okay, just because I'm the mom doesn't mean I don't.
I don't think that those count because, you know, the mom.
Because women don't. Yeah. Like, oh, yep. Dang it.
Sorry.
I really hope we have a movement where that changes. Also, just something.
Yeah, it would
be
nice.
I think the Me Too movement got hijacked by the virus, and then.
I think so.
And then now we're learning about BLM, which we need to.
It stopped being it for some. For some reason, it stopped being about going topless in public. When did that happen? When did we shift? Come on, guys.
Jason's like, can we go back to...
There was a time there that I agreed.
Jason's like, there was a time where I saw more boobs, and I like that time.
It was fine. That's okay. Let's, keep going.
I can make a lot of people happy. Well, also, with the Stella Artois, so we went to Costco yesterday because Anthony he's not big on the twerky... So we didn't get a gigantic turkey. We just got like a turkey breast. Well, he's like, I really want seafood. I'm like, all right, here we go. So we got some lobster tails and we got some mussels and
didn't we do that like last year or the year before? There was like some seafood, like you people and your sea, you people. Like the ocean isn't.
It's mostly Anthony and I 100%
over harvested enough
because it's delicious.
You guys should just start start a small fishery. In your house, you sea lovers.
Farm our own seafood in Kansas. Sounds great.
It's just like
start.
A big old fish tank in the middle of your house. You just dip your mitt in there. You grab yourself a big old koi.
We get attached to Carl the lobster and we're like, well, gotta eat him. I am hungry.
That's a twofer. It's like when two nachos get stuck together. That's one. It's like a lobster.
Anthony had a 3-nut peanut, and that was pretty exciting in that can of nuts.
We got ourselves a 3-P here.
Because sometimes it's a 3 not nut, but it's only 2. So it really is kind of like ding ding ding. You hit it.
Ghost nuts. Like
jackpot. Yeah, ghost nuts.
Ghost nuts.
Hey.
Coming
that was
to
a
who? Ghost nuts.
Anyway, so then we went back to Costco.
Testicular cancer. And had to have his balls removed.
But
now he has the psychic ability. To sense testicular cancer. He just doesn't know whose. It's like, hold on. Someone's about to lose their balls in this room. Who is
I
it?
Just
and
don't
there's
know
like
who.
A bunch of guys. A bunch of guys, a locker room, a bunch of sweaty guys hanging out, like, huh? Ah.
Yeah, because they have to have their balls out for this to work.
Well, it would just
you
make
just have them.
For a pilot, it would just make writing easier. No, we're gonna have to sell this concept. So now we're gonna softball, pun intended. That's actually I'm reading the script right now. We're going to softball a couple concepts at you. Mm-hmm. Hey.
It just all comes together so nicely. You can't completely sidestep this idea. Anyway, back to my story.
Exhausting.
So he picked up the case of Stella Artois, and we get up to the front, and they're like scanning all of our food. And she's like, oh, this comes with 2 cases of Stella Artois. And we're like, oh. She goes, do you want me to go? I'll go get you the other one. of course you're at Costco. You can't just get one big gig. No. It comes with, it's a two-pack of Giants sale.
Kind of surprised. Yeah, I'm surprised they weren't just like Saran wrapped together already.
That's what I mean. Like, you just think that you grab one and then
it's like, that's the unit, right? This is what I'm buying. Already, it's like, and then they come at you with this. They're like, oh, no, motherfucker, you get back here. Here's some more shit.
No, you get back here and you take all of your beer. And Anthony's like, well.
You need more shit.
No, you're trying to get out of here with half?
How dare you? You know what? You are going to be penalized now. With
penal.
Twice peanutized with twice as what we were going to get. So four times the shit. Here's more shit. Because you tried to leave without it.
Uh-huh. And we were so stupid. If we could have looked at the price and been like, hey, that makes sense. But we didn't, because we were already spending like $200 on seafood.
Yeah, dang. I wish
we were going to get more lobster tails. Anthony's like, two of those. And I go, and he looks at the price and he's like, oh.
Excuse me, ma'am, you might have overlooked because you bought so many lobster tails that there's more beer headed your way. More of this imported fine beer. And as a matter of fact, if you have any lilies that you are purchasing, we would gladly gild them free of charge.
Mm-hmm.
At this point, I noticed that you're buying some flowers. I'd like to gild your lilies.
I probably could have just thrown in the diamond necklace that I was eyeballing and be like, "Yep, it's just that kind of a day."
Ma'am, I noticed your first world eyes looking at that necklace. Would you like that also? Would you like two of that? Two of those?
Here. I know.
Two necklaces on it.
Just wear two. Show it. And then we're like, let's get the hot dog and soda for $1.50. Oh, it doesn't make sense, but it was delicious. I obviously got it with no bun.
Dragging a gigantic carnival teddy bear for the cut to out of nowhere.
Oh, like, those are so cute. Kinsley won one. Okay, so her cousins, Aubrey and Ava, they each got one 1 year from their dad. And then they like stopped caring about them. And Kinsley's like, I want them. And they're like, well, no, their dad gave it to him. Kinsley's like, I just want one. And then we just like waited for them to come back. But then now she's 12. So it's like, yeah, I don't think she wants it. And there's no room. So we won't.
Miss the window. There needs to be. there could be an adult version of it one day that's filled with wine, and she'll reconnect once again.
Oh, there it is.
Yep, full circle.
Well, we have a giant teddy bear. It's just not the same, but we got Anthony. He got it 1 year, I want to say 4 or 5 years ago, at like a Goodwill, and he like claimed it. It's big, and his name's Barry. Barry the
Very
bear.
Very creative. Wow.
I never said my kids were of high level intelligence. I just said they're still breathing.
No, I think I actually talked a bunch of shit about them on the last episode, as a matter of fact. So yeah, no, I'm on your side.
Hey. Well,
I'm just agreeing with you. I don't see what the problem is.
Well, Barry has satisfied a lot of needs of my kids. Like, I guess Kinsley was so, she's like, we can't get rid of him. I cried so many tears into that bear. And I'm like, tell your therapist. And secondly, no, I guess it was just because of Roscoe.
I was going to say, like, cut to Roscoe suckling and kneading it like a cat. And then you got to spray him with a water bottle. Hey, get back.
That's not how that works. Right, anyway. Whatever. Then he used to go out on the trampoline, so the kids would lay on him and then bounce him around and stuff. And then we're like, well, Barry needs to go to another home. And everyone's like, no, not Barry, because he's big. He just hangs out. Yeah. So we were like, fine. So Barry lives on the chaise lounge, and sometimes he falls on the floor and Mila sleeps on him. But then Roscoe uses him as like a punching bag, because we're like, if we're going to get rid of him anyway, you might as well use him for whatever you want. So Roscoe like, you know, practices plastic knife sword skills and kicks him and gets out some energy that way, because I mean, it is a workout. He's a good sized bear, but now he has a hole in his neck, and apparently stuffing comes out at the weakest seams, so like between his legs, so it looks like Barry's had quite the day. You split your seams, Barry.
And
Mom sewed him up, and then they're just weak seams, so they keep opening because his head flops back. We've had some really funny slow-mo videos of us like kicking Barry and him like a big fight scene.
Oh, man. Better hope the bears don't ever take over and then find those videos, the footage there, and be like, oh, this is
not. Oh, you're right.
Play well at bear court. You better put that behind a firewall or something. the tribarinal.
Wow. And then I mean, it's never going to hold up. You're right. Like in court, and I won't get my chance to be a politician.
You are effed. That nothing. There's no deleting anything from the internet, or like nothing. Nothing gets deleted now. So just
now, I can't host Jeopardy.
That in our lifetimes, that within your grandchildren's lifetimes, because this is the kind of stain that will follow you for centuries. I would presume.
You know what? It feels like what I'm headed for would be unbearable.
Absolutely.
Oh.
No. buried in evidence. Evidence buries. You should do Where's the Bear instead of Elf on a Shelf, but it's like the opposite because there's the bear. It's right there. It's huge.
He stays there. He's right there.
It's like it's in the fireplace. It's actually quite filthy. Who put the bear in the fireplace? That is, now we have to clean the bear.
Like when Bree the snake, I think I told that on here. I fell asleep and she slithered and we couldn't find her and we thought she was loose and I was like, she's not loose. I know that. And then she was hiding behind the logs in the fireplace, which
you just gotta feed
her a gas fireplace, and it wasn't going. But she did look like a log.
You just gotta feed her a little tracking chip, and then when she poops it out, you just keep feeding it to her, and then so you always know where she is.
Well, she's a pretty efficient snake pooper, so I think she would poop it out.
She poops snakes? Oh my god, it's a snake!
Oh my goodness, Jason!
Oh, I never knew that was such a thing. I thought that they puke them out. I don't know where snakes come from. You cut a snake in half, it becomes two snakes. That's how it goes.
Hey, we have a new president, and we did talk about it, but I think this time we may actually have a new president. Did you wear a different outfit for the second time they announced Georgia? I was wearing the same thing.
Yeah, I wear the same thing every day, especially when it's hilarious. I look like a cartoon character.
You are, to most people. No one takes you seriously.
No, as they shouldn't. I wish that they wouldn't professionally, so that I could make money from not being taken seriously.
That's true. I mean, you basically just described comedians, so you're saying you want to be taken seriously as a not serious person. I like that.
Yeah, basically. So, no joke comedy. Look, remember the name, because you'll...
Listen, I'm telling you, there's no jokes here. Why are you here at this comedy club?
Go away. Oh, it's the comedy? That's what's confusing you? Well, I said no joke. God, people, you got the shortest memories ever. You just... latching on to shiny things, the little raccoon hands.
Oh my gosh,
having a raccoon.
They're so cute. I follow several of them on Instagram I've seen them on TikTok. Yes. And if you get them when they're little and they don't hiss yet, you got yourself a winner. And they're like, they're domesticated. They can't go back into the wild. I'm like, well, yeah, you did that. I mean, you fed it by hand and then taught it tricks, but.
Yeah, I can edit your cats. Like, what are we being? We're being speciesist? Spacist? Namism is real and
what's
ugly.
That?
Namism, you know, I find it appalling that that we can't, that we're, that, okay, we shouldn't, you can't.
Okay.
So that kid's got a penis. Well, we don't know what that means. Could be anything. Could mean male, female, octopus. Could be a feral squirrel. We don't know. But we're still naming children. Before that is appalling to me. You don't know what that kid's name is. You can't call. You can't just name children. How dare you, people?
I think it's pretty interesting how my kids.
And just because our ancestors did it. This is like the circumcision of language. You can't just. Circumcise their future by naming somebody Jennifer. How dare you?
They end up, it's so funny. It is weird how they end up like looking like their name and you're like, is it the process or how do they like Roscoe Amadeus like, is a Roscoe
am
Amadeus
I doing
like
that,
without
or...
question. But then
how dare you name your children?
But then there's people like you. I don't know. You probably could pull off a totally different name and it would make sense.
I know. I've never jived with Jason.
The guy so much.
The guy.
Jab with him.
Kind of weirds me out. I'm talking about the man in the mirror.
you want to talk about it.
Why isn't there ever a turkey named Jive that the president pardons? Is that too controversial? They're always named shit like
carrot,
right
now it
corn,
definitely is. Yeah.
Pea and stuff. It's like
he wouldn't pardon that turkey. He would have the cops called. And,
I guess the symbolism of pardoning a turkey named Jerome would be a little bit semi-negative.
Well, for him, he'd be like, nobody likes the blacks more than me.
Why the turkey gotta be black?
Hey, just because his name's Jerome, you never met a white Jerome?
Hey! I mean, I never met a white Jerome, but that don't mean the turkeys can't be.
Oh, shit. Turkeys.
You silly turkeys. Jive ass turkeys.
Jive ass turkeys.
No, jive and jazz, the turkeys. I don't know. Maybe I am venturing into actual racist territory. It's hard to tell when I'm.
Well,
still
and
joking.
You know, we didn't have tour guides for this. So we're not.
Oh, they were busy. Those guys were busy.
They were busy being oppressed. Mm-hmm.
So there's the new president, and
thank God.
And Trump did just pardon one of the turkeys.
Turkey?
And even it's like it's even creepy watching him do something as silly as that. And apparently, I didn't watch anything more than I watched a few seconds of him. Actually, I think it was a clip from.
Did he inappropriately touch the turkey?
Probably. Like, well, he did wave his hand. Like, it just, you know, the way he approached the turkey and looked at it, it was all so creepy. It's like, wow, man, he can't do anything about being creepy.
No, he really can't. He really can't.
Yeah, and then I heard that there was, like, babbling about the China virus and other stuff, and it's like, wow.
Did he really?
Supposed to just be a silly, lighthearted, a spot of sunshine.
Well, like, anytime he did, like, coronavirus briefings, obviously not anytime soon because he hasn't been to a meeting in 5 months about it. But when he went to the briefings, or he would do the briefings, he would, like, turn it into a rally. And it's like, no, we're not here for... And then he bragged about the ratings. We're like, oh, my God, we're not...
Oh, yeah, there was that conference, like, yesterday or something where he popped out for 2 minutes to brag about the stock market and then left. And everyone was like, huh? What was that? Oh. Well, that was weird as shit, I think. Should be on a T-shirt. That should be
everybody
like
would know exactly. Oh, that was weird as shit. And all it is just a little graph, like a little silhouette graphic of his hair. Everybody would know. Well, that was weird as shit.
Yeah, or just like I a couple smudges, the outline smudges of his eyes or something. Yeah, something very iconic about how weird his shit is. But we've got the most sane people are attributing the rise in the stock market to Biden announcing
anticipation of something that's more real.
Well, he announced his cabinet. He announced a bunch of actual professionals who have no ties to Russia and aren't related to Biden in any way. They're not his family.
Oh my gosh, I know. I guess it was a cartoon where they said it was like Ivanka and the two brothers watching the TV and they're like, what? Those aren't any of his children. Who is he putting in office? And it's like, not weird. Like, none of this is weird and obvious. It's almost like this reverse, like, psychology thing where, like, I know we've already talked about the fact that, like, all he has to do is say what he's doing and then, like, throw bird seed over here. And then they're like, yeah, it's the Democrats, Biden. But the obvious, like hiring of the children, like everything is so out in the open, and that's what they wanted. We wanted transparency. And it's like he's transparent about what he's doing and saying that other people are doing it, and then behind the scenes is doing all of the corrupt things. And just it's just so obvious that you're just it feels like, how is it possible to be hoodwinked? And then that's where the disappointment settles in, because you're like, how, why, how, we're losing family members, we're losing good people.
Man.
Do you know there was 100,000 votes in a van?
Yeah.
Well, those ballots in a van for Biden.
Yeah, it's...
totally believable.
Better or the same. Things are weird.
The thing is, they said, because I'm like, what's the freaking point? This is so stupid. Why would you actually embarrass yourself so much? And I'm like, obviously, I don't even think he has an embarrassment meter, because that should have gone off. But they're saying all he's doing is readying.
I think the needle got buried and they just assumed it was broken, so they stopped looking at it.
nah, don't look at it. But it's like, it's he's readying his people, not for now, because this was obviously a shim sham, but
absolutely
for something later. And it's like, I don't want to know what the something later is. No, it's too scary. I mean, like what, 70, 74 million, something? I don't know. 70 plus million people voted for the atrocity. And then you watch these people and these videos, and they're so serious in their convictions and their belief. And it's like, oh no.
I just don't understand. In the midst of him doing nothing, I think we might have mentioned this already, but yeah. I just don't understand what they're fighting for. Like, he's doing zero to address.
Literally just golfing.
The major problems, like, he's vacationing in the middle of multiple crises, and people are fighting tooth and nail for more of that. Like, even if
you
agreed with anything that he does, or, like, his politics, it's like, he's not doing it. Like, what... You're just gonna, like, he's just golfing and talking shit. You just want that to keep going? Like, what the fuck? I don't
know. He literally comes out of the hole, says a few things, goes back, does what he wants, and he doesn't even care that you can see what he's doing.
Yeah, no, he's not even hiding it. He's given up. Yeah. I don't know. That's the part, like, we've gone beyond just, like, deplorable and just inappropriate and unacceptable. It's just like, he's just, he's not. He's the opposite. Like, obviously, he's not like, it would be like, I want to get my car fixed, so I'm going to take it to Bed Bath & Beyond and just insist that they've...
And people are like, yep, that's it. Why he's a businessman.
Fix my car. Why? You should fix it. You should be fixing it. Here, give me the soap. I'm just going to get you primed here. I'm going to, and the blankets, that looks lovely. Actually, hand me that ottoman cover there. Dude, thank you.
It's like our modern day peek into... how Nazis and the extermination of Jews
could happen. Yeah, like in general, I feel
that's
like...
That's what I'm saying. Like, you have a front row seat to seeing how it could happen. Because in modern history, going back and reading, you're just like, how? Really, how? That's not... I mean, you know it's possible because it happened, but you're just like... And then you watch it, and you're just like, oh,
and imagine, like, Hitler... Because Hitler basically did it unplugged, too. So that was a genocide unplugged. We got the electrified version here. We're like... we're connected to...
How quickly you can mobilize troops for not real things and for very bad things, actually.
And we're like Metallica when they did that, like, million people show. And it's just, like, endless sea of... that you can't see the end of the audience. And that's this genocide. So it's like, hey, cool. And it is. It's like a... That's what Trump, lest we forget, not only was he completely ineffective and tried to just profit off it, but he also did attempt to use the pandemic as a political weapon, not just like politically, but he tried to target and he tried to make Democrat places suffer more. He tried to strangulate their supplies, and he actually...
Nuts. Like, absolutely freaking bonkers.
Like,
bonkers. Like, I'm not giving you aid because I don't like you.
I mean, there's that. And then there was a big thing where they were buying PPE and stuff and then making states rebuy it from them. Like, the federal government was just outbidding or just usurping all the aid and then selling it, it off. And whoever the highest bidder, which usually wasn't the states. So, like, they were doing that strategically, politically. They probably, killed some of their own because they're so clumsy, but they were mostly,
they don't care. They're literally just pawns.
So it's not like
to them.
It's not like they didn't have their own genocide. That's what a lot of this was. It wasn't just ineptitude. It was them actively trying to use a global pandemic as a political chemical warfare. It's insane. It's like dastardly, incompetent. It's unthinkable, and yet someone thought of it. Like, you say, you can't write this stuff. Well, someone did because they're doing it. They're performing it now.
They're doing it. Live. They're like, how can I be more dastardly? How can I do something just a little more deadly, but pointed in my direction? Oh, the crazy thing is, one of my athletes, her parents have COVID right now, and she has it too. And get how it happened. Okay, so he works in construction, and he went to a job site, like at someone's home, and they had COVID and did not tell him.
Seems smart. Seems polite.
I'm like, that is criminal negligence. Like, that's insane. That has to be, like, suable. Like, I can't believe that. He knew it. Had him still come. He got COVID took him back home, and now his family has COVID, and he visited his mom, who is an old lady.
I mean, that, so that far, at least deserves a nasty note in the windshield, you know? It's like, hey, you mean person.
Oh, my God.
You.
But the fact that they're suffering, and, like, you don't know that they're going to be okay, first of all. This is not a guarantee that they are safe or live. Secondly, the fact that the lasting effects of COVID, they're saying people like now, like, this is like 3 or 4 different platforms and different sources now, including some from mom, where a lot of people in the medical community, especially in like insurance billing and hospitals and stuff like that, they're like, the scary one is 3 to 6 months down the road, people are throwing clots because if you've had COVID. That is like the secondary, like really scary fear. Yeah, that's why they're saying, take your aspirin. If you get COVID, continue to take your aspirin. Hopefully that's enough. But they're throwing clots, so there's like a secondary death factor. I know, because I had a pulmonary embolism and a blood clot when I was pregnant with Everett. It's scary as hell. And only 30% of people, well, 30% of people who get a PE die. Like, that's a huge percentage. That's really scary.
Yeah, it will be nice. That's, I saw Theodore Cruiseworth. Douche McCanada talking about how Biden is elected, he's like, magically, Democrats will suddenly stop the schools will open and da, 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 and he's this all this fantasy shit in his head, and he said it was so cynical to think that. I was like, you're the one thinking that way, you douchebag, because it's actually going to be, there's going to be more COVID talk. We're actually going to be addressing it. We can actually talk about the minutia. We can, instead of just like this whole. Like you were saying, the focus on the death count is just, that's like one tiny percentage of the problem. Like, yeah, dying is bad, but living...
scary forward.
Yeah, like, living after COVID is its own thing. And then also, the secondary and tertiary deaths. And there's like, it's just, and reinfection and how long. And we're probably, I guess that this just mutates the rest of our lives and it becomes another thing that we deal with every year. So we got to think about... a lot of this crap, and we can finally start looking at and talking about it. So, there's going to be a lot more COVID talk because we got a president who believes that it exists, for starters. That helps.
Yeah. Wait, we're going to talk about something that exists like it actually exists? That's just going to be more talk about things that I don't want to talk about because I wanted to see Nana at Christmas, too. But I didn't get her at Thanksgiving. Oh, I'm going to get her at Christmas.
Nana, she's got it coming. That old bird. Oh, I'm going to get her.
You know what, Papa? I'm coming for you, too.
You next.
I'm
making a list. I'm checking it twice. I'm coming for you, Nana and Grandpa.
I'm going to get you twice. If I didn't get you first time, I'm coming back around.
Because I checked the list twice. Now, I'm not going to go ahead. I'm not going to go on and check it 3 times. That's just insane. It's crazy. Fucking.
What, New Year's? That's so close. No, what? I'll see you at spring break.
I'm just checking... just gonna check lists for the rest of my life. That's not how this is gonna go down.
No, it's for the rest of their lives.
You're going down for the rest of their short lives. I'm gonna get.
You made it this far. Well, it ends now.
You've had it too good for too long. Grammy and Grampy.
Grammy.
You better get your affairs in order, cause I'm coming for your worth. Going down. You going down?
I'm start so talking grateful mad shit. That, like,
oh, Grandma! Oh, you think you got game? You think you're going to live through this holiday season? Nah, not on my court, not in my house, not in your house, not in any house.
You don't get to live here anymore. I'm going to threaten that right now.
Nothing but net.
Perfect. Yeah. Okay, I think that's it. I think we're good.
Oh, is that? That was it.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Well, because you start to get all whiny and complaining.
It's close to an hour. I have to edit. It takes so much time.
That's your what impression you sound like of me is getting really good.
Spot on.
I don't even know why do I have to show up. We could actually just do this.
I am known for my impressions.
My name's Jason.
I was going to say, that actually sounds like Wyatt. Sick burn. 3, 2, 1. Yes.